processes are a key quality and safety requirement of clinical governance for the Mater Hospital. And that's in accordance with the Australian Commission for Safety and Quality in Healthcare, National Safety and Quality in Health Service Standards. M&M review meetings have a very important function of providing education as well as an opportunity for reflection that often results in individual clinicians resolving to adopt different approaches with the next similar patient. Importantly, M&M review meetings also form part of the institutional and statewide opportunity for system improvement. In a situation where M&M review yields lessons that are relevant for other departments or other facilities, these should be reported promptly through the Patient Care Review Committee or to the Director of Medical Services in more urgent circumstances. All M&M review meetings should be multidisciplinary, including clinicians from nursing, medical, and allied health. The meeting should be used to critically analyse the circumstances surrounding outcomes of care, including selected deaths, serious morbidity, and significant aspects of regular clinical practice. The meetings must include a strong focus on the systems and processes of care and recommend measures that can be taken to prevent similar outcomes or adverse incidents, or that will improve the processes of care provided to this group of patients. Ideally, mechanisms for overseeing and monitoring the progress of these recommendations should also be included, and the meeting generally should be clearly documented. Participation in M&M meetings should be considered a core activity for all clinicians, and the responsibility for ensuring this resides with the appointed clinical department head. Additional oversight of that activity will occur through the executive team. All accredited medical practitioners are required to ensure that they are allocated membership under a specialty M&M meeting, and that's part of the requirement for compliance with the bylaws. A continuous record of attendance of each member is kept and is used in the annual evaluation of M&M meetings. M&M meetings should be held on a regular basis, and the expectation is that this will be at least twice a year unless specified otherwise by the CEO or the Director of Medical Services. Those meetings should be scheduled well in advance to maximise the opportunity for people to attend and to establish appropriate bookings in their diaries. A reminder should be advertised in the clinical area at least 1 week in advance of each meeting. All levels of staff involved in the care of these patients should be involved. And as stated before, that should be multidisciplinary so that clinicians from all relevant specialties and professional groups are given the opportunity to discuss the cases. A person should be elected as the chairperson, and a designated person should take notes of key findings and discussions at each meeting, which will assist in the compilation of the meeting report, which is subsequently forwarded through to the Patient Care Review Committee. Ideally, the chairperson will be a senior and respected member of the department. The chairperson is responsible for ensuring that discussions are used for educational purposes and not for apportioning blame to individuals. The M&M members are not qualified to sit in judgment of individual performance. That isn't what the process is about, although individual practitioners who present cases and reflect on their management may be keen to suggest and discuss how things might have been dealt with differently. If any concerns arise in this regard, they should be referred to the hospital executive team via the DMS or chief executive officer. A standing agenda for the M&M meeting should be developed, and it should incorporate the following elements: the previous minutes, progress of outstanding recommendations and actions, deaths, serious adverse events, complaints, cases requiring open disclosure. Vincent's Health Australia's national office provides benchmarked clinical indicator data for each specialty group. However, each department has the opportunity to decide what data it wishes to discuss at their individual meetings. In summarising the M&M meeting requirements, we must have a chair appointed, written terms of reference in place, meetings occurring on a regular and scheduled basis that have a consistent structure and format. There must be good attendance and participation at meetings, and that attendance must be acknowledged as a core activity for all doctors. Each department head must establish a process for choosing the cases to be presented, and presenters have to be contacted and the agenda sent out well in advance of the meeting. Interprofession and multidisciplinary involvement is a key requirement. There should be review of selected mortality and morbidity cases, significant aspects of regular clinical practice, benchmarked or trended data, and near misses. Case presentations should be structured and de-identified, and the discussion should be systems focused and result in recommendations that are focused on measures that can prevent a similar outcome or incident occurring again. The discussion should be open in a safe, blame-free environment and provide opportunities for learning. Meeting minutes, including agreed outcomes, recommendations, and actions, should be sent to all attendees and to the Patient Care Review Committee. Follow-up of the implementation of recommendations and actions will occur at the next M&M and the PCRC, and any outstanding actions or recommendations require escalation to the Medical Director or to the CEO.